Okay.
I think the majority of you guys are all pretty skilled listeners. So you've either been through the lesson a couple times already, or you're really skilled listeners, or a combination of all of it. So here are the active listening, checklist. This was developed at Portland State University, and it is, and we categorize listening basically into two categories, although more are revealing themselves to us as we're doing this work. But it's basically active versus divine listening. And active listening is with your ears and your mind, and divine listening is with your heart and your spirit. We're finding, as we're doing this work and more information is coming through with it, it is actually a mind, body, spirit listening, and it's whole body listening when we come especially into the divine listening and how they all interact. And Colleen's going to get to that a little bit more. So after I go. So we've sent these out in a couple of different times in a couple of different places. I think they're in the follow-up from last week. So you can go through these. What we do recommend is that you kind of read through them and then examine how your listening is over the next week or so, and the areas that you are really good at and the areas that you maybe need some improvement in.
And then practice them for life.
Yeah.
I've been working with these skill builders for probably maybe 15, maybe even 18 years. And they have brought tremendous freedom to my life. So many of you are already skilled listeners and have training in listening. So these are just a helpful reminder.
Yeah. I'm trying to find my quote.
And we send I think we even have a recording of them. I recorded them. Okay. And of course, you, all of you guys, in your particular professions, you are listeners. And as you know, the difference is when people feel heard, they actually, everything can be more still, more quiet within them. They can express themselves, and you can hear yourself speak and engaging. So being heard, of course, as you know, is a really important part of life.
Yeah. And sometimes, and a lot of the professionals, you know, as you guys know, you're the only one listening. A lot of people don't have a whole lot of people listening to them in their lives. Mm-hmm. And the amount of relief that comes when your voice is heard is, as you guys, I know, have experienced, we've all experienced this in our life when we're just fighting to try to get ourselves heard. And if somebody stops and listens to you, and you just can go, oh, I'm being heard. So this is why active listening is important when it comes to intuition, whole body listening. All right. And then I'm just going to read some quotes. These are actually all from Colleen's article of using Reiki to listen, right? No.
It's Listen with Reiki.
Listen with Reiki.
And the article, we send that out in the follow-up, and so you have a link to it. Mm-hmm. But it's also, I also read it out loud. I think it's a podcast.
Yeah, too. It might be a podcast. And
I have that, but somewhere.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention, too, that we have the active listening checklist read out loud, too, and that's in the follow-up. So how active listening helps with your intuition is by more than these four things, but these four things are a big one. So freedom. I am free to be present and in the moment when I am not busy projecting my thoughts or filling the silence. My mind is present, receptive, and creative. Guidance. I can hear myself think and dialogue with my heart. Communication. When I listen to others with my full attention, they know they are being heard, which makes it easier for them to speak from their hearts and easier for me to understand them. Heightened perceptions. I learn to activate my senses, heighten my perceptions, and open my chakras to listen with my whole self. So we don't think of active listening as being tied into healing and intuition. And well, a lot of you that are in the therapy obviously do, but a lot of us don't always consider that, that being active listening and being heard can be tied into everything else with our intuition and our whole body listening. So now it's on to you, and we'll go to this slide.
Okay, so what we're also talking about with this slide is whole body listening. And this has, again, I've been studying, actively studying listening for a long time. And from a spiritual perspective and how I'm actually able to communicate with spirit guides. That's, you know, been a whole part of my life's work is developing that ability to communicate and communicate with animals, communicate with the trees, you know, the natural world, the people. So anyway, there's really this whole body listening. And you can see from the illustration that each of your chakras has perceptions. You perceive your life from these areas of your life, your root chakra, and then your sacral chakra, and the solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, and crown. I think most of you are pretty familiar with chakras. Also above you, out into the soul star, and below you into the earth star. So when you also look at the illustration, you see that your energy body is further out from you than just immediately around you. And that it's possible to listen from a complete, like a spherical, above, below, within each of these chakras in a whole body, and do that just as your everyday listening. So the other aspect of the whole body listening is it also really activates your instincts, because that's a whole part of living on the earth, is that you are able to listen all the way around you because you need to know what's going on in your environment. So most of us live in an environment where we don't have to worry about a tiger on the other side of the fence. And so some of that act of listening is we're not as adapted to it as we used to be. But this, for me, when I go into this whole body listening, when I'm in my daily life, and I love to do it when I'm in nature, is it opens what we call extraordinary reality. And so this place that we live on is the first heaven. Heaven is here. And when you're in that whole body listening, that's when you can actually, your perceptions are open, and you know they're activated in an aligned way. The other thing that I have really worked with this whole body listening is the understanding that each part of you needs to have an equal voice. So each chakra, it was shown to me as this is a front and back, and it actually looks like an oval. We're going to be doing this in the microcosmic breath part of our journey. And that those chakras are in front of you and in back of you and on each side. You are, that whole auric field is all part of you. So what I've been shown metaphorically is often parts of us and represented by our chakras don't have an equal voice at the table, Like it looks like each of the chakras is, and what the qualities of them are, is a voice at the table that is us, our inner guidance, our spiritual connection, all the way, if you think of what the root chakra is and each chakra, it has an equal voice at the table. So then it was shown that sometimes, and this is some of this stuff is shown to me in people's sessions, that sometimes all the chakras are talking at once and it's like everything's talking and you can't organize it. So it also showed utilizing a talking stick. And so whichever chakra was holding the talking stick, all the rest of you would listen. In this kind of work, all too often there's a belief that we need to be listening to our heart, which we do, and of course, and that's valid that many of us have to actually actively focus on listening to our heart. But our head and our logic also needs an equal voice at the table. So, and actually you were in a perfect description of that, that, you know, you are listening to all the different parts in your decision-making, investigating, researching, and actively listening from all parts of you in your decision-making. So we're going to be doing this in the journey today. We're going to be working with that whole body listening and really working with the colors of the chakras to activate that whole body listening and giving an equal voice to all of you from what are your practical decisions in your daily life, your practical actions in your daily life, and all the way to what is the greatest spiritual vision.
Your life's purpose.
Your life's purpose.
I love the way Tamsin put it. It was in our, it's in our other class. She was saying when we were talking about this, like in this work, a lot of times we always think like, oh, we have to pay attention to this half of our chakras and down here is just whatever. I just thought it was like, it's so perfect. Like, yeah, that this stuff down here, you guys can't really see. It's not whatever. It's important too. It does have an equal voice.
She's showing her hands at like the below her her solar plexus and root chakra. That's the whatever.
The whatever part. It's not the whatever.
Okay, I think we're not doing that one.
No, we're not. We're done.
We're done with that.
That's so does anybody have any questions or anything that they would?
Oh, stop the share.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Anybody have any questions or comments that they would like to share or ask? No? Okay.
All right.
Well, let's go ahead and move into the journey then.
Yeah.
Give us lots of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So go ahead and get comfortable and get your music ready, and you'll want to have your journals ready. As always, it's your choice if you want to do some automatic writing or if you would rather I was doing two things at once.
And so, 7:20, look at us. So it's about an hour, right?
Yeah, we did good.
And so we'll have the last 40 minutes of sharing. We have to worry about that. Oh, did I put my...
Oh, I don't have to do that.
And I think, did I pause the recording? Stop.
Oh, yeah.